So, like Far Cry DLC and shit, have you tried it yet at all? Or you even have Far
I don't even
Cry?
own Far Cry.
Like, for some reason, that game decided, hey, you remember how you like skinning things and upgrading your bags?
No. I
What?
don't remember liking that at all.
But, okay, well. Well, fuck you then. welcome to Press X to Win, episode 3. Jake ruined what I was talking about, so we're just gonna start this thing.
Up.
This is our third episode in 4 weeks, so it's not bad. I'm Nate.
I'm Jake.
Yeah, and we're here to talk about video games and shit. You know, the usual. So join us for the next however so minutes it's gonna be, and we're just gonna chill and talk about shit. So Jake, what have you been playing?
I played Hotline Miami 2.
Oh,
Yeah.
fuck it. Tell us about it.
So let me start off by saying I loved Hotline Miami 1. Thought it was really fun game. Great soundtrack, great art style. Just a lot of fun to just mindlessly play through.
I
Hotline
heard it's
Miami
really hard
2
for
is
that game.
not as good.
And why is
So
it? It's
I would
good.
say that it's just as hard as the first game, but it's not as much fun as the first game.
And why is it not as fun as the first game?
The levels are like a lot bigger, which sounds really cool. You know, you're like, okay, it's a sequel. We got larger levels. There's a bunch more characters. They all have different gimmicks. So it sounds really good on paper, but in practice, it doesn't work so well. Like, in Hotline Miami 1, you know, you have the different masks that like did different things, would change up how you could play a level and things like that. And that returns in Hotline Miami 2, but there's a lot less masks and you can only use them on certain characters. And then other characters get different things and things like that. And a lot of the game forces you to use guns and to like bait people around corners.
Yeah,
It
I watched a
basically
giant
plays like
bomb
a
video.
top-down cover shooter.
I watched a giant bomb video where they would like hide behind the wall and they'd wait for the guy to come around and they'd blast like six dudes and there's just a big bloody puddle on the ground right outside the door.
Yeah, and it's a big departure from Hotline Miami 1, where it was you could go in guns blazing, or you could use melee weapons and run room to room, killing people really, really fast. In fact, that was the best way to get high scores in the game, was to just go on a melee murder spree throughout the level. And all the levels from very early on in Hotline Miami 2 are very much designed for you to have to like look way forward to see if there's a bunch of guys with guns that can see you through a window, and they'll shoot you from off screen like instantly if you're not super cautious and check beforehand. It's a much slower paced game.
So it's not as fun. I mean, have you beaten it? Are you going to continue playing it
I
or?
haven't finished it. I'm over halfway done, but it's just a chore for me to play. I'm probably not going to finish it. I don't like it very much.
Okay. So that's weird because, I mean, see, that's the fun thing about us is we're going to tell you the real truth. We don't get paid to do this shit. We're not making no money. We're not getting any of them Patreon dollars. We're going to tell you the truth on how we feel about games. So Jake, if you had to review Hotline Miami 2 right now, what would you give it?
Well, you can't really rent it, so
Wait
I'll say wait for a sale.
for a sale. Okay, that's basically rent, so we'll go with that. All right, so wait for a sale on Hotline Miami 2. Unless you really, really want it, then I guess go
The
for it.
soundtrack is better, I'll say that. The
Is
soundtrack in
it?
Hotline Miami 1 was really good, but the one in Hotline Miami 2 is even better.
Yeah. I've never played the first one. I PlayStation gave us the first one for free during PlayStation Plus, and I downloaded it and I was like, this isn't fun. So I turned it off. So, anything else?
No.
Nothing? You
No,
stopped
that's
playing
pretty much it.
Xenoverse? You're not grinding
I've been
them
taking a break
Dragon
from
Balls?
Xenoverse, man.
You're not grinding them Dragon Balls?
No, I'm a little burned out on it. I'll come back to it later. Just been
Never
playing
grind them
Halo.
Dragon Balls. I don't want to grind them Dragon Balls. That doesn't sound fun, does it?
It's not fun.
Because you have to do Mission 2 over and over and over again.
No, it's Mission 12.
Man, Mission 12, after you fucking kill them, it takes forever because, like, you have to fight the Ginyu Force, and they're a little bit more powerful.
Yeah, but you can, like, two-shot all of them.
Yeah, but I two-shot, I fucking one-shot Yamcha. And I one-shot Tien, and I one-shot Krillin, and then I one-shot Gohan, and Piccolo's two-shot, and I'm, like, done. It's, like, cool. And I got the Dragon Balls. So that's it. You been playing Halo?
Yeah, just been playing Halo.
So should that game have been, like, delayed and come out, like, a week ago?
It totally should have been delayed. They released it during the holiday season to sell Xboxes, and it worked.
Oh, I'm sure.
It worked. It's still not completely fixed, but I can at least get into games consistently.
Speaking of things that worked, I read somewhere that Order 1886 got 245,000 sales in its first week, so I guess that's pretty good, apparently.
Only 245,000?
Well, that's only retail, it's not digital. But apparently it topped the sales for PS4 games, and all console games, I guess, the week it came out or something, so I guess that's good.
What are the exact numbers?
Well, I mean, VG Charts can't get digital numbers.
Well, VG Charts isn't even, like, legitimate source anyway.
I don't have access to the MPD because I'm not professional.
Yeah.
I wish I did. I'd love to look at the MPD because I'd sit there and be astounded for hours. I feel like that'd be so fucking fun. So that's it?
Yeah, that's pretty
okay.
Much it, man.
So I've been playing Helldivers a lot. I fucking love that game, dude. I'm like level 15 and like I'll hop on and play with some randos and it's still fun as shit. Like, I was playing earlier. yesterday, and I got on and I joined these guys. There was three of them already, and I joined them to make a fourth, and they're playing on like the level 7 difficulty. There's 12 difficulties, and I join in, and as I join in, I just crush some guy. I come in and I crush some guy and land on him. He dies, so I immediately spawn, you know, I spawn to revive him, right? And so he comes down, he crushes me. And then the other guy we're with, he spawns one of those giant exos and crushes the other guy. So it was just funny. It was like a crush train. Everyone kept getting crushed. But other than that, I mean, the game is just, it's hilarious. Like the stuff they say, like, I mean, sure, it's getting a little old because I put almost like 12 or 13 hours into it now, just enjoying how fun it is. But like, it's so funny. Like you'll be shooting the bugs or like the cyborgs and your guy will be like, how about a nice cup of liberty? Like liberty, get it?
I get it.
And then like sometimes when you're shooting or you're running, like just running in the round in the game, they'll yell freedom. It's great.
I've heard a lot of good things about it.
It's not like a pretty game or anything. I mean, it looks fine, but it's just a fun game to play. Like I fucking love Helldivers. It's so good. Like probably my favorite digital game I've ever played, by far.
Wow. Even more than Resogun?
More than Resogun. I actually really love it. I just think this game is basically Left 4 Dead as a top-down co-op shooter.
Remember that one zombie game?
What was that one zombie game?
That was on
Dead Nation?
PS Plus, and we were both excited to co-op it, and it was shit.
Dead Nation.
Was that Dead Nation?
Yeah, that game sucks.
That game was awful.
Yeah. But that game's awesome. I love Helldivers. Buy it. Buy it. If you can find
that is your review.
Buy it. That's my review. Buy that shit. I've also been playing a lot of Ollie Ollie 2 since I beat Xenoverse. Ollie Ollie 2 is really hard, like Dark Souls. But, well, from at least what you've told me, like Dark Souls is supposed to be really hard at first, but then as you learn, you get better. And I feel like that is Ollie Ollie 2 is a skateboarding game. Like, it's really hard to master because, you know, you do a trick and then you press X to land it. But after you get a clue...
Are you saying that you... press X to win?
No, yeah, yes. And that's why. But it's really cool. Like, it's just a fun take on a Tony Hawk type of game. I absolutely love that game, too. Like, really love that game. I constantly go back to it. I find myself, like, you know, say my girlfriend's just chilling looking at her phone or whatever. I'll, like, hop on Ollie Ollie 2 and just kind of play a few levels and like get frustrated and then keep trying, but then my thumb hurts and then I get off. But I feel like every day I've played Ollie Ollie 2, I've gotten better. And I know this game is free if you have a PS4, but it's getting a buy from me as well. So fucking good. Love that game. Two really good indie games on PS4 the last week. Like really good indie games. Like both are in like the 80s and 90s on Metacritic, so that's pretty cool. I guess they call it Indie Station for a reason. At least until Bloodborne comes out and blows everyone's mind. God, I played a lot this week. Because I finished my essay early. So my essay actually is due till next week, but I finished it last week. So this week I've had just constant gameplay because I haven't had anything else to do. Yeah. So I also played, I finished Xenoverse. I finished the story. I got to level 80 and I finished every single PQ. That game's awesome. If you're a Dragon Ball Z fan and you don't own Xenoverse, you have a big fucking problem. Like, seriously, that game is so good. Like, sure, the combat is a little lacking, I guess, in some aspects, but it's so good. I love it.
It's a DBZ fan's dream, man.
Yeah, literally. It's a DBZ fan's dream, and it's worth the wait. Like, that game, I'm so glad I bought it because I probably have put at least 40 to 50 hours in that game. Because when we podcasted last week, I was sitting around after we podcasted, grinding this mission where you have to kill Boo in a certain amount of time for this thing to drop, and I never got it.
Super Vanishing Ball.
Yep, for Super Vanishing Ball, and I never got it. And then through that, you know, all that times, I had Cell as my mentor, and eventually I got Perfect Command Meha. Once you have Perfect Command Meha, there's not many things you really need, unless you get Beerus's move, but getting Beerus to train with you is ridiculous because you have to fucking finish Goku first. And I'm only like 3/4 of the way done with Goku, and I'm already like, okay, I need to take a break. I'm starting to hear Dragon Ball Z noises in my head.
Did you hear about what's coming in the first DLC?
Uh-uh.
So, GT Trunks, Pan, GT Goku, a bunch of Z-Souls for them.
They should give us free
Yamcha and Tien as mentors.
Oh, yay, I totally want those.
And Super Spirit Bomb as the ultimate you can learn. I think GT Goku is also a mentor, and maybe
what they need to do is give me free Super 17s, free Omega Shenron, so I don't have to fucking grind the Dragon Balls. Seriously, fuck that shit. Grinding the Dragon Balls sucks. I don't like grinding the Dragon Balls. I've already done it once. I finally have.
Yeah, it only takes like an hour.
It's just annoying though. Like, there's so many better things I feel like I could be doing than that with my life. But now that I'm not really playing anything, like, my backlog's completely filled, basically. I'm playing through Ollie every once in a while, but that's not really a game I'm like, oh, I need to beat this. That's really a game I come back to every once in a while, and I'm just like, this is fun. But if I look at, like, all my games on my PS4, they're all beaten. They're all, like, 100% to the point where I'm, like, pretty content with it. Besides Game of Thrones, Telltale games, but and I bought the whole season. I'm just going to wait and play through all that at once, I think.
Yeah, I'm probably not gonna play Xenoverse again until the DLC comes out. And then
me
I'm
too.
Into it.
Yeah, I have the season pass. I'm pretty stoked about it. Like, that's a lot of content. Speaking of season passes, I played so much, Jake. I got the first deal or the last DLC content for Far Cry 4, which is the Yeti DLC, which I was trying to talk about at the beginning, but.
Oh yeah, the Yeti DLC. Yetis are cool, right?
Yetis are cool. The DLC's weird. basically, like, the way it works is, you know, it puts you in this, like, Himalayan landscape, and there's, like, these quests, right? So you do these, like, you do these six quests, and in between each six quests, you do, like, a tower defense mission. Well, you know, I got the DLC right when it came up on the PlayStation Store, and I downloaded it, and I started playing, and there's all these upgrade quests that you can do, like, throughout the map that upgrade your, you know, your fortress, basically, so you can fight off people, right?
Okay.
The first five quests are get a truck and bring it back.
Literally the same thing?
Yes! I'm sitting there with Kate. I'm sitting there with my girlfriend, and I'm sitting there, and she's kind of watching, and I was like, $10 says this quest has me get a truck. And what do you fucking know? I had to go get a fucking truck and bring it back. I probably got fucking five trucks and brought them back.
Are you sure you weren't playing Euro Truck Simulator?
I don't know, dude. But, I mean, the rest of the quests weren't like, get a truck. They were like, oh, go climb this thing and get a machine gun nest. And it's like, what? But yeah, like, the fucking truck thing was getting annoying, and that's why I got off that game the first day, because I was like, I'm sick of fucking trucks. And then little did I know, right when I got off, I had actually done the last truck mission, before I got off. But I mean, that's a cool DLC, there's some content there. I really like Far Cry 4, I think it's one of Ubisoft's better franchises, I guess.
Don't say that, it'll go down the shitter.
I know, God. If they make a Far Cry 5 this year, I was thinking about it to myself today. I was like,
I promise you there will be a Far Cry 5 at E3 this year.
But what the fuck is it going to be about?
Who cares, man? People will buy it anyway.
God, I don't know if I want to play another Far Cry game, because, like, I enjoyed Far Cry over spring break, because, you know, I sat there and I did everything in that game. But, like, playing through that DLC, it was apparent to me. I was like, okay, this type of gameplay is getting annoying to me. You know, I don't really want to do this again. I don't know, but it was fun. I mean, I enjoyed it. Like, I don't like the tower defense shit. It was kind of annoying, because I don't like tower defense, period. I just don't like it. I think it's an annoying mechanic. Like, when Assassin's Creed did it, I was like, fuck this, and I never did it, you know? But the DLC wasn't bad. I mean, I got the season pass for Christmas, so I can't complain, you know? I didn't pay anything for the season pass. That being said, now that I've played the final content of Far Cry, it's not good enough that I would warrant keeping it in my collection, you know?
Okay.
I think Far Cry 3 is a better game. Far Cry 3's narrative made more sense than Far Cry 4, but I'm just gonna get on a big rant about Far Cry if I don't watch out. I'd say,
I avoided Far Cry 4.
I like Far Cry 4. I think the narrative is bad. I think the gameplay's fun. Once you get powerful as shit, you know, it's like in Mordor, when you get really powerful, you're just badass. The Mordor DLC still fucking sucks, by the way. I know I mentioned that last week, but that shit still sucks. I tried to play that again. I was like, nope. But yeah. So that's what I've been playing mainly. I'm getting Hardline on Tuesday and I'm fucking stoked. I'm not paying anything for it. So that's pretty awesome, because I'm trading in Far Cry 4 and I have enough Best Buy reward certificates that it's paid for. Because I have the Gamers Club unlocked, so pretty excited about that, and I'm not buying premium, so.
Yeah, do not buy premium.
Unless I get it as a gift. If someone bought me premium, hint, hint, nudge, nudge, if anyone...
I'm not buying you premium ever.
I'm not talking about you. I think my girlfriend's going to buy it for me, to be honest with you. But,
Your girlfriend's going to buy you premium because she wants to play.
No, I was trying to tell her. I was like, Battlefield's a better game than COD, and here's why. And I gave her, like, a list. And I was like, she's like, oh, I kind of want to try that. She also wants to watch me play through the single player because she likes cop shows. And apparently that single player is basically a crime drama video game. And it's not as bad as Battlefield 3 and Battlefield 4's campaign.
Well, I'm going to wait for your review on it before I even touch that thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't have a PS4. If you had a PS4, I would have said buy it now. So we can.
I know you would have said buy it.
We can rape motherfuckers. Just kill them.
Have fun in Battlefield 4.
Dude, oh my god. I think our final play count on Battlefield 4 was something like 90 to 100 hours.
I was at like 90 something.
Like, oh my god, we played the shit out of the game. But that game was awesome. Even though it was broken, it was still fun as shit.
Yeah.
I still.
Well, it wasn't as fun when you were playing by yourself. It was only fun when we were squatted up.
And then I guess in my final bit of news about me for the week, I'm buying Bloodborne. I have it pretty much paid off. As you know, Jake's made fun of the fact that I've never played a Dark Souls game. So what I'm going to do is, because it's my spring break, Bloodborne comes out on Tuesday, I'm going to get Bloodborne at 10 o'clock when Best Buy opens Pacific Standard Time. I'm going to come home and I'm going to turn a stream on, and you're going to be able to watch me play Bloodborne.
I don't think that's necessarily true. First, I'll have to watch you install the game.
Well, it's not going to take that long. Okay, listen. I'm going to play Bloodborne for roughly, I want to say, 4 to 6 hours. So you'll get to see me go through probably the most frustrating shit of my life.
It's going to be hilarious.
We're going to post the information for the Twitch channel on our Facebook page, which is – our Facebook page is – let me pull it up again. I forgot what it is. I want to say it's facebook.com/pressxtowin. I think. I always have the Facebook link in the episode details too as well. So if you want to go join our Facebook group, definitely do that. We are looking for more people to join the Facebook groups. We have cool conversations and stuff. This week we asked what games you're excited for 2015. We had a few replies. Sorry for that person who is really hoping for Grand Theft Auto 5 on PC.
Yeah, not going to happen, Dave. Never.
Rockstar's like, eventually. You got to admit, that was pretty funny.
I laughed, man. I saw that when I was coming out of class. I'd like to go off on a rant for a second here, though.
By all means.
About installing games on consoles. Like, it was fine when it was like an optional thing you could do so your shit would load faster, but now that it's fucking mandatory, I'm like, so what's the fucking difference now between a console and a PC? I mean, the whole thing with consoles is that you just plug them in, you put the game in, and you play it. And now it's, well, you gotta put it in, you gotta install it, you gotta do the day one patch, you know. It's probably gonna be buggy, because games are buggy as shit nowadays. And it's like, wasn't that, like, the whole argument of why consoles were superior to PC for a long time? Was that they were just easier to use, and they're not really that much easier to use anymore?
Probably. Probably. But now, a PS4 and an Xbox One is just a cheaper computer. So.
Yeah.
Granted, I love my PS4 more than most things. Like, it's just so easy to come home from a long day at work or school and turn that thing on and just, you know, play some games and chill out, you know?
Yeah.
They
definitely have their benefits, but I feel like it's like they're merging with PC more and more, especially with the new stuff with like Microsoft and Windows.
The thing about that is too is people are never not going to buy consoles because consoles are just a lot easier, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think I'm actually I think that while installs are annoying when you first buy a game, you know, I think they help out load times.
They do. They do help out load times quite a bit. I just wish it wasn't like a forced thing.
I got the Facebook wrong, by the way. It's facebook.com/groups/PressXToWinPodcast.
I forgot the groups there. Don't go to just /PressXToWin.
Yeah, because that's another person, I guess.
Some poor guy with a weird fucking name, and he's going to be real upset.
He's like, my name is Press X and my last name is to win. What else do we want to talk about this week? I wrote it down, but I forgot. I want to make a rant real quick. Fuck EA Access. That's some dumb bullshit. Apparently it's like $30 a year and you get fucking
every EA game.
You get every you get every EA game, but apparently if you have EA Access, which is only for Xbox One, you get to play Battlefield Hardline for 10 hours early before everyone else. Like,
wait, you're saying if I spend $30 right now, half of what would be spent on Hardline, what you would pay, I could play it before you?
Yeah, but you only get to play 10 hours, and then you get kicked off, I guess, till launch day.
So, but you're saying I could play it before you.
Fuck you. And then you get to play, like, one mission of the single player. It's the stupidest shit. It's
but you're saying
so
that once
dumb.
It launches, I don't have to pay the other $30 for
yes,
it.
Yes, you do.
Wait,
yes,
what? Why?
Because it's EA Access is a program you pay for yearly to, like, play EA games early and shit.
I thought EA Access was you pay yearly to have access to all of EA's games.
No. EA Access is dumb.
Yeah, why the fuck would I do that then? If it was like pay $30 a year to have access to all of our games minus DLC, I'd be like, that's actually not a bad deal. But if it's like you get to play our games early and then pay full price for them, nah, fuck off.
I just hate EA.
EA is a scumbag company. Ubisoft's looking EA tier now.
Oh god, no. No one is EA tier. No
one is
EA.
Oh yeah.
Fact that there's all these fucking people who are like hanging out on Twitch playing Battlefield Hardline before anyone else has it because they fucking paid for EA Access is the dumbest shit ever. That means that when you buy your game on Tuesday, there's gonna be these motherfuckers who have more money than you have been playing the game for 10 hours before you have, that know all the guns, know how to rape your face, had enough money to buy better guns, and they're just gonna make you fucking feel stupid. I just wanna say thank you, Sony, for not letting EA Access on PS4.
Isn't that what we did on Titanfall?
Yes, that is what we did on Titanfall. But the thing is, these poor people are on the other side of that. And remember how bad we felt for those poor people who were on the other side for that?
I didn't feel
side
bad
story.
One of them,
what we did is we had Titanfall
bad.
Early. We got Titanfall early. I don't know how we did it, but we did. And we had
there
Titanfall
was a glitch.
Early.
It was a glitch.
It was a glitch.
In the beta. you could get into, you could play the game early, and the devs didn't care.
No.
They're like, the servers are going to go up and down as we prepare for launch, so you guys might get kicked off. But we
and
don't
all really... your stats stayed, and me and Jake...
We were both Jake... fucking prestige. We were both prestige.
Prestige and a half.
And fucking midnight hits, and people start hopping in, and they're like level one, and we're like level six, prestige one, and they're like, what the fuck does that mean next to your name? What the fuck is that? And we're like, oh, we prestige, and, bro. And they start flipping out.
La 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 noobs just raping people and shit. It was so funny. Like, we're just in our Titan just like, blah, 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 fucking killing people.
We're like 26-0.
Yeah. That was a fun night, Jake. That was a really fun night.
That was really fun.
In other, in Titanfall related news though, Titanfall 2 is coming to PS4. So that's cool. Hopefully that game has more content because Titanfall 1 got boring because there wasn't enough content at launch.
Yep.
There were, that game has a really cool fucking, like, idea. It plays really good. Like, the shooting was fun. The running was fun. All the Titans were fun. It's just, there's not enough stuff to keep me wanting to play for 10 prestiges. Like, Call of Duty 4, when Titanfall came out, Call of Duty 4 had been out for, like, what, 8 years? 7 years? And Call of Duty 4 had more content than Titanfall.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and I never got tired of Call of Duty 4 because it was the first of its kind, but when you're 8 years later, you need a little bit more than cool running fucking physics and shit and jumping on walls and jetpacks.
It definitely needed a lot more to justify. An actual campaign would have been nice, too.
And then Advanced Warfare came out and was like, hey, remember those jetpacks?
Well, yeah, Advanced Warfare didn't do the movement as well, though. It didn't do it as
No, it didn't do movement as well, but I think Advanced Warfare did the content better because there's more maps.
Yeah, it definitely had more content.
And I feel like the Titans needed to be rebalanced in some way, too. I like the Titans. I felt it was cool to have a Titan just fucking rape shit with the gun that goes kaboo, 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 kaboo. And just, like, people are dying all over the field, and you're just like, I am your master.
The thing about the Titans were that if the other team sucked, that once one team got in Titans, they would just fucking rape the other team. But if the other team was good, then you actually like were easier to kill when you were in your Titan.
Yeah.
Once you knew how to take out Titans, it wasn't that hard. And it was kind of like, do I really want to get in my Titan?
Nah. I don't know.
Although it was fun dropping Titans on other Titans to kill them.
I just really liked that game. Like, I just liked running around shooting people. Like, I thought it was so fun just to shoot people because that gun we had was so fun and so overpowered.
The shotgun?
No, not the shotgun. The fucking... No, because remember we were like, shotgun fuckers. I hate these people. I really liked the assault rifle. The first one you get.
The assault rifle was really good. The SMG with the right perks was really good.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that game. I thought that game was cool. Do I want another one? Yes, but
if it has more content, I'd buy it.
Has to be done right. See, we just jump all over the place. This week's releases. I just had them. Where the fuck did they go? Internet, stab it. Jake. Okay. Devil May Cry Definitive Edition. If you didn't play DMC. Now DMC's $40, so I guess you can play with that. I liked the first one. I thought it was fun the first time through.
Yeah,
I had a good time. I never played the other ones. I was bored when this game came out. It was 2 years ago, and I bought it because I was like, why not? I'm bored. I got money. And I had a lot of fun with it. Still really hard to fucking get good at, though. Like, those games are just difficult.
No. The DMC... the reboot isn't nearly as difficult to be good at as the older ones.
I mean, you can beat the story, but I feel like because I was doing the thing where you like go through the levels and try and like kill everything, you know?
Yeah.
And I like it's like you just keep going. It's like a survival mode basically, and I'd always die like 13 or 14 because I just get overwhelmed and I wasn't good enough to do it. But
you
like,
should try playing Devil May Cry 4.
Is it on PS4?
I think they're coming out with an HD re-release of it.
If it's on PS4, yes. If it's not, I'm not. I don't have a PS4.
I can almost guarantee you it's coming for PS4.
You know what game needs to come to PS4 this year?
What?
Uncharted 1, 2, and 3. God damn it.
They'll probably announce, like, after Uncharted 4 has been out for a couple years, be like, the HD collection.
They fucking delayed Uncharted. They delayed Uncharted this week.
I'd rather have it be delayed, to be honest, than have it rushed out.
Well, me too. Yeah, I don't want another fucking...
Also, every single good game, or quote-unquote good game, for the PS4 has been delayed. Have you noticed that?
I mean, Witcher is coming out for sure, I guess, and people are pretty hype about that.
That's not like a PS4 game. That's like a multiplat. I'm talking like,
oh,
you know, Bloodborne, delayed. Uncharted, delayed. Pretty sure, wasn't The Order delayed?
The Order was supposed to come out last year.
Yeah, The Order was delayed.
The Order wasn't ready last year, though.
The Order wasn't ready this year.
Yes, true. The Order just wasn't ready, period.
Wasn't Infamous delayed?
No, it wasn't. Well, it was supposed to be a launch game, I guess, from what I read it somewhere.
And yes, it was. Knack should have been delayed.
I see. Knack is such a weird fucking game. Like, Knack was like, you know, you watched the fucking, you know, you watched Knack, like, on, like, in the videos, and you're like, oh, this is so cool. It's like another Crash Bandicoot. And then it came out, and you're like, what the motherfuck is this shit?
Fucking FPS drops. It's awful. Like, no mechanics.
Yeah. Like, it just didn't make any sense. Like, why? Why did this game exist? Like, and the thing was, it was supposed to be like a fucking, like, a big launch title, like a title people were hyped for, and I was like, no one is hyped for this game.
Nope.
I can't think of anyone who's hyped for this fucking game.
Drive Club was delayed.
Well, Drive Club. Here's, okay.
Drive Club should have been delayed even longer.
I had a conversation with you and one of your friends once about this, and here's the thing with Drive Club. Drive Club is a awesome game, and here's why. Here's what's wrong with Drive Club, and here's why it's an awesome game. Drive Club plays like Forza mixed with Gran Turismo if they had a baby, and it was like a little bit of serious racing and a little bit of not serious racing, you know? And they came together and they made a game, right? It plays great when you're playing it, right? But then Drive Club has this AI, and I don't know why the AI is this fucking stupid, but the AI is literally on a path. Like, literally on a path. Like, it doesn't move, it stays on this one path through the whole race. And so, like, you'll be racing in first place and be like, yes, I'm in first place, this is dope, I'm gonna win, and then this motherfucking AI comes out of nowhere and knocks you out of the way, because it has to get back in its fucking path that the AI was fucking put on. It's dumb. It's fucking dumb. I understand that game didn't work on launch day, but the game, like, the racing was probably the best racing I've played in a racing game in a long time. But that was some dumb shit. Some fucking dumb shit.
So you're saying it should have been delayed longer?
No, they should have made better AI, because that game's AI sucked.
Right, delay it longer to make better AI. Duh. But,
That's not a
But what I'm getting at here is that they should have just renamed it to the Delay Station.
Oh, you're so...
Just saying.
Yeah, well, fuck you. What else? Oh, so also we have a game called Codename Steam. And Steam has dots after each letter. So there's that.
It's for that game, actually, like, when I first saw the cover art for that game, I was like, this looks like the most shovelware title I've ever seen in my entire fucking life. And I remember Imagine Party Babies.
Oh, Party Babies. That was
But then I watched the actual gameplay. It's made by Intelligent Systems. And they're the guys that did Fire Emblem and Advance Wars. And I watched the gameplay of it. And it's not bad. The gameplay is actually pretty cool.
Would you buy it, though?
I would wait for a price drop or rent it, probably. It's not... I don't know. The gameplay looks alright, but it's just not hooking me in to make me go like, oh yeah, I want to get this game for my 3DS.
Interesting.
You know, it's... I'd buy another Fire Emblem in a heartbeat, but...
I never liked those type of games, so... Fucking goddamn it! Why do they make these games? Fuck, dude. I don't know how to read this. This is this week, and I can't read fucking Japanese game titles. Altilier Shali, Alchemist of the Dark Dusk Sea.
That's a JRPG.
for the PS3, I guess that's a game.
There's still coming out for the PS3.
Tokyo Twilight Ghost Hunters for PlayStation Vita.
Oh, of course it's on Vita.
Assassin's
All
Creed.
All Vita gets are Japanese RPGs. Are you kidding?
Assassin's Creed Rogue for PC.
Oh, that's finally coming.
Another version of Sniper Elite 3, because apparently you don't have enough Sniper Elite 3 in your life. I don't know, some shit. Some other shit that I don't think people will give a fuck about. So that's about it for this week. Next week's looking a lot better. Next week we get into two big weeks of pretty high quality video games. Probably 3 weeks actually. I want to talk a little bit about The Witcher 3. If that's cool with you. So I think that The Witcher 3, I'm not a Witcher fan. I played Witcher 2 on PC when I had a good PC and I was really impressed. I didn't think it was anything special, you know?
Did
I was
you
like,
play through it all the way?
No, I got like I got 4 or 5 hours. I got to almost to the first sex scene with that fucking redhead. And I was like, okay, I'm bored. I just don't like I just don't like it on a mouse and keyboard. I don't know what it is, but I couldn't get into it. And I never thought about hooking my controller up at the time because I got it for like $5 on a Steam sale. And I don't have a PC to run it now. So recently, PAX East? Is it PAX East?
It was PAX East.
PAX East was this weekend, and they showed like a 7-minute gameplay demo. Here's my problem. I want to like this game. I really want to like this game. But Dragon Age Inquisition has ruined video games for me. Dragon Age Inquisition had the worst combat and the worst fucking
Can we just say Dragon Age Inquisition was the worst and leave it at that?
Oh my god. But like
let's make a category for this for when we do our eventual game of the year stuff. A category for game most undeserving of praise.
Seriously. Oh my god, dude. That game, like, I bought into the hype. Not gonna lie. When they were like, oh, this cool stuff, I was like, oh, sweet, I'm in. Like, a big RPG game, totally in, right? Totally in.
I warned
this
you.
This game fucking sucks, dude.
I just like to note that I warned you about all the problems it had.
That game fucking sucks. Like, the combat isn't fun. Like, the worlds are literally, like, pushing you through the most boring side. I don't know how people like this game. But like, the most boring side quests you've ever played in your entire life. The worlds are barren and fucking boring.
The character writing's not even that good.
The character writing was pretty bad, actually. The story was okay. I mean, whatever. I guess people say the ending is what makes it a good game, but whatever.
I've heard the ending's fucking terrible. I never finished it. I got, like, a couple hours in and was like, nah, this combat's fucking shit.
Yeah, it's a match.
I can't stand anyone in my party. I'm out.
Yeah. But so that game, like, I feel like it ruined RPGs for me because, like, I wanted to play something that was like Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning or whatever. Was that what it's called?
That's exactly what it was called.
And I liked that game. You know, fuck me, right? I liked that game. I think that game was really cool. And that's what I wanted Dragon Age to be, like a Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning where I'm like, this is so awesome. Like, I love this game. Like, I'm having so much fun. The combat's great. Sure, the side quests are bullshitty and bad, but I'm having so much fun with the game that I'm playing. I'm okay with it, you know? And it just wasn't that for me. Like, I could not fucking stand that game. So I'm worried about The Witcher, because yes, The Witcher looks a lot better. The Witcher looks to have like better combat, which you could tell. Granted, I don't know what the fuck's up with putting oil on your sword in that fucking video. But like, the game looks just to be better overall. It looks to have better like conversations and stuff. But is it just me or is that game really ugly?
It was designed with PC first, so it's gonna look really nice on PC, but probably.
Was that? I think that was the Xbox version they were showing in that video.
I would not surprise. The Xbox version is probably like 720p, 30 FPS.
Like, well, most Xbox games don't even run at 1080p. Am I correct?
Most PS4 games don't either.
Yeah, they run like 900p, right?
Yeah, most PS4 or in Xbox One games run at between 720 and 900p, and usually 30 FPS.
But
so, it's rare that you'll get something at 60 FPS on either console, which is fucking bullshit because that's what we were at last generation.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. So the reason I bring this up specifically is because I want to know what you have to say about The Witcher 3, because I know you've played The Witcher 3.
I haven't played The Witcher
3. Or Witcher 2, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You've beaten that game, right?
No, I've gotten far in it. I need
okay.
to finish it.
But I know you're pretty excited about this upcoming game. So I just wanted to know, like, for someone who hates Dragon Age, what's going to make me want to buy The Witcher 3? Because I feel like The Witcher 3 would be a great game to have that and Batman and just enjoy them over summer.
I mean, The Witcher series does, even like Witcher 2 compared to like Dragon Age 2 or even compared to Dragon Age 3, the combat in Witcher 2 isn't good, at least default. On PC, I know you can download a patch. I think it's not an official patch that fixes the combat and makes it a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
It's got more depth to the combat for sure. It's got a bit of a learning curve. It's a way more difficult game. The world is a lot better. It's a lot less, I want to say, generic.
Mm.
It's just really cool. Geralt's a really cool character. The character writing is pretty good. You know, the dialogue options, like you said, are just way, way better.
Yeah, I could tell that in the trailer. That was something I could already tell.
It's
better.
I mean, it's just a really good, like, mature RPG game. That's the best way for me to describe it. It's just a really solid RPG.
So, I mean, for someone who really hates Dragon Age, like, as much as I fucking hate Dragon Age.
The game's not like Dragon Age.
It's not. Okay, good.
It's not like Dragon Age at all.
I want to buy it. I just don't.
Because you gotta look at the design philosophy between the two different games, in that BioWare designs their games around writing for, like, the characters. And the character writing is not even good, and BioWare is fucking awful. But their character, the Witcher, is based on an actual. It's not a original thing. It's based on, I think it's Polish folklore. It's based on some kind of folklore.
That's what I've heard.
Book
yeah.
Or something. Yeah.
Something like that.
And.
But like, so, is the gameplay going to be something that I'm going to be able to sit down and enjoy? Because I don't enjoy Skyrim, I don't enjoy Dragon Age, but
Skyrim has awful, awful gameplay. Combat in Skyrim is fucking vomit-inducing with how bad it is.
I've told you this, yeah. It's bad. But I want I like a combat, deep RPG
see, that,
game that
like
I want to play for
that,
hours
that
on end.
Combat in Dragon Age is a total afterthought, and you can tell. Like
yeah.
Dragon Age 1, the combat was actually. It wasn't, like, phenomenal, but it was supposed to replicate, like, old isometric or CRPGs and stuff like that, where you would pause and then you'd tell your party to go to this spot, attack that guy, and then you would unpause and it would happen and stuff like that. And it was very much based around, like, an old D&D-style system.
Yeah.
Dragon Age 2 completely did away with that for what basically amounted to hotbar-style MMO combat. Dragon Age 3 was actually originally supposed to be an MMO, but after the Old Republic tanked as hard as it did, EA made them repurpose it into actual RPG. That's why you get all those side quests in Dragon Age 3 Dragon Age Inquisition that are like, go here and collect 20 bear asses and shit like that, because it was supposed to be an MMO.
I don't want to collect 20 bear asses.
Yeah, and the combat's kind of left over from those ideas.
So,
The Witcher 3 is designed as an RPG. The combat is designed, from what I've heard and kind of from what I've seen, the combat looks a lot better than it was in Witcher 2.
So, okay, closing this, because I don't want to talk about it too long. What are good RPGs that are similar to The Witcher from someone who's played The Witcher?
Dragon Age Origins.
I don't like Dragon Age Origins either.
Yeah. But Dragon Age Origins is actually a good game. Doesn't matter if you don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, older style RPGs are still hold up. If you get past the graphics, Fallout 1, Fallout 2, Neverwinter, Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
Those all still hold up if you, if you're willing to get past the graphics. Planescape Torment. Okay. Not quite like The Witcher, but I mean, The Witcher is kind of a unique game in itself too.
Yeah. Got you. Okay, cool. Good conversation. Anything else you wanted to talk about specifically?
Mortal Kombat X, new information.
New information.
So hyped for that game.
What?
So, Johnny Cage and Sonya Blade were revealed to be playable characters.
And they're also married.
Well, yeah, everyone knew that.
I didn't know they're married.
How did you not know that?
I don't pay attention.
You're awful. Awful.
I mean, I like fucking Street Fighter, and there's no story in that game.
Yeah, so everyone, I mean, there's been like this huge thing, like trying to figure out who's going to be next on the roster, and everyone was speculating if Cage and Sonya were actually going to be in. And they are, which is fucking cool, because Johnny Cage is the man. I don't really care about Sonya, but I'm not going to get all butt hurt because Sonya's on the roster and someone else isn't.
So you're not going to be that guy.
No, I'm not going to be that fucking guy. There, you know what? That's a huge thing online right now is people bitching like, oh my god, how could they put Sonya back in when you can have character that I like? And I'm like, well, fuck off. How's that sound?
Well, fuck off. Quoted from Jake of the Pit.
I'm just saying, man. It's like, yeah, Sonya's kind of a boring character, but that doesn't mean that, you know, she's a staple. She's been in since the first game. Yes. How could you just be like, nah, we're just going to cut Sonya? Because you can't do that.
Right, you're right.
And then you know they released the story part of the story teaser part of chapter one.
Yeah.
Which I wanted to talk about because
why are there QuickTime events in my Mortal Kombat?
Yeah. You know, I'm still really hyped for the game. Don't get me wrong, but that whole thing, as cool as it was to watch, like how fucking brutal that all the stuff going on was. It was still like...
This isn't the Order 1886.
Yeah, it was still like, you know, why am I sitting there watching, like pressing buttons for Johnny Cage to dodge Scorpion and Sub-Zero's attacks rather than just fucking fighting them? And then, you know, it goes on and he does fight Scorpion and Sub-Zero and before going on the next part of the story.
Jake, they want it to be more cinematic.
I know they do. That's what pisses me off. You want to make a movie? Make a fucking movie. That being said, I'm still really hyped for the game because the gameplay looks phenomenal. Like,
yeah,
it looks like a
good shooter game, or if not shooter game.
Fighting game, not a shooter. Game.
Headaches!
It looks like a really good fighting game. I am very,
I just
very
wish
excited.
It was Street Fighter.
Like, if you played Mortal Kombat 9, and
you know
Mortal Kombat 9 plays way smoother than pretty much any Mortal Kombat game before it. Mortal Kombat X looks like it plays even faster, even smoother. It just looks so good. And it's way more brutal.
I watched this video too. It looks pretty cool. I'm not super hype about it, but I'll probably pick it up if I have some extra cash laying around. Because that's around that time is when I start getting close to finals and stuff, so I don't know yet. Maybe I'll pick it up like after school gets out. Here's my big thing. It's like, I'm trying to decide between that and Dark Souls 2, and that's going to depend on how much I like Bloodborne.
I would get Mortal Kombat X over Dark Souls 2. Dark Souls 2 is...
The Scholar of the First Sin?
So, everything I've seen from Scholar of the First Sin has made me not want to buy it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
So, I bought Dark Souls 2 at launch when it came out. On my PS3. And it wasn't as good as Dark Souls 1. Don't listen to anyone that says Dark Souls 2 is just as good as or better than Dark Souls 1. It's not.
Okay.
It has like a totally different design philosophy about it, where it was like in Dark Souls 1, it was fair but challenging. In Dark Souls 2, it was like, hey, you're gonna walk down this corridor and then like five dudes are gonna pop out of this wall behind you and start attacking you. And you won't know it's gonna happen until you've already encountered it, so I hope you have good reflexes or you're gonna repeat this whole section. And it's like, it's filled with stuff like that. People just like ambushing you and stuff like that that you couldn't possibly know about until
I've heard Bloodborne is kind of like that though.
Yeah, and I'm not really a fan of that. I mean, the only part where in Dark Souls 1 where I could see, where I could be like, okay, that was kind of bullshit, was when the Hellkite Wyvern breathes fire on the bridge. But even then, if you're paying attention, you can see all the dead bodies and like burn marks around the bridge and shit. So you know something's going on, and you saw the dragon in the area beforehand as it flew by. So you know it's around there. So even then, it's like, okay, if you're paying attention, you know something's coming.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time in Dark Souls 2, you just get butt fucked for no reason.
Okay.
And Scholar of the First Sin does nothing to change that. Like, I've seen stuff from it. It's like, hey, you know what? We added in more difficult enemies in these other parts. We didn't, like, remove certain enemies and add them. We just added more bad guys. And it's like, that's exactly the problem with the game, is that you're just throwing random enemies in places. And Dark Souls World made a lot of sense. Like, it was seamless. You know, there are no loading times. You couldn't teleport until halfway through the game. But you could go anywhere from pretty much any point after you figured out how the world was connected. There are multiple paths to get places and things like that. In Dark Souls 2, because you can teleport from each bonfire in the beginning of the game, it's kind of disjointed and the world doesn't make much sense. Like, you go into this one area that's like these mines, like filled with poison, gas and shit like that. And then you go up an elevator to a volcano, but there was no mountain there. So you're like, where the fuck did this come from?
That does sound annoying.
Yeah. Or you go to this, you walk down this path from, like, you're above sea level in these ruins, and then you go down this path, and now suddenly you're in this giant fucking cave in the sea. And it's like, it's got like this little, you can go out into the ocean, but it doesn't make sense how it's built. Like, it doesn't make any sense with how an actual world would be. It seems very disjointed.
Hmm. Okay. Well, maybe I will buy MKX then. I'm playing Bloodborne. So, okay. So is there anything else you wanted to talk about? We're good?
No, I can't really think of anything.
So I'm, okay, remember. So, I guess we'll conclude this. I'm buying Bloodborne. I'm gonna make sure we say this next week. Be sure to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/pressxpodcast. God, I don't know why I said that.
You almost got it mixed up there. Don't confuse people now.
I know. It's hard sometimes. Press X to win podcast. And I'll put the Twitch link. It's going to be my Twitch. I don't think we need to have our own Twitch for our podcast. I mean, eventually, maybe we will someday, but for now, I think we're good. And that's where it'll be. Follow us on Facebook, and also you can, you know, have some fun conversations with, you know, make new friends, you know, all that stuff. You know? Right?
Yeah.
Jake?
Yeah.
Bye, Jake?
Yeah.
Be friends with people? Be nice to them?
No.
Be excellent to each other?
No.
No?
Maybe.
Depends
on how I'm feeling that day.
Please send us emails. We have an email account. I set this up, by the way. Press X to win podcast@gmail.com. So if you want to send us a fun email about, you know, how Jake's wrong about Dark Souls 2, go for it. I don't know if Jake's wrong because I haven't played Dark Souls 2. So, you know, if you want to tell him he's wrong,
bring it, bitches.
By all means. I'm sure Jake would love that. Right, Jake?
I love it when people tell me I'm wrong.
Yes, you do. Exactly. Put us a review on iTunes. I mean, we're doing this for fun, but I'd like to hear what you think. Like, send us an email with how you think we're doing, or if our podcast sucks, tell us, you know? I don't think it sucks, but hey, you know, different strokes for different folks, right, Jake?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Stop liking what I don't like.
Yeah. And also, fuck EA Access.
Also, fuck Amiibos.
Fuck Amiibos! That's gonna be our closer. Fuck Amiibos. See you next week.